Come ye that love a bit of fun and listen here a while, I'll tell you of a droll affair twill give you cause to smile. A parson dressed all in his best, cocked hat and bushy wig, he went up to a farmer's house to choose a sucking pig. Good morning, said the parson, good morning, sir, to you. I've come to choose a sucking pig, which you know it is my due. Therefore I pray go fetch me one that is both plump and fine, for I have asked a friend or two along with me to dine. So in the sty the farmer goes among the pigs so small, and he chooses for the parson the least amongst them all. When the parson saw the same, how he did rant and roar, he stamped his foot and he shook his wig and he almost cursed and swore. Well then, sir, said the farmer, since my offer you refuse, I pray you go into the sty, there you may pick and choose. In the sty the parson ventured, without any more ado. The old sow ran with open mouth, and she at the parson flew. Well, the first she caught him by the coat, and took off both her skirts. She ran her head between his legs, and rolled him in the dirt. The parson cursed the very hour he'd ventured for the pig. You'd have laughed to see the little uns how they shook his hat and wig. Well, the next she caught him by the breeches, he so loud did cry, oh, free me from this cursed pig, or I shall surely die. The little pig's his waistcoat tore, his stockings and his shoes. The farmer says, you're welcome, I hope you'll pick and choose. Well, at length he let the parson out all in a handsome trim. The sow and pigs so neatly in the dirt had rolled him. His coat was to a spencer turned, his brogues were ripped, we find, and beside his backside was all bare and his shirt hung out behind. He'd lost his stockings and his shoes, which grieved him full sore, besides his waistcoat and waistcoat they were all to pieces tore. Then off the parson scampered home as fast as he could run. The farmer almost split his sides with laughing at the fun. The parson's wife stood at the door awaiting his return, but when she saw his awful plight, she into the house did run. My dear, what is the matter, and where have you been, she said. Get out, you slut, the parson cried, for I am almost dead. Go fetch me down a suit of clothes, go fetch him down, I pray, and bring me my old greasy wig without any more delay. And for the usage I've received, all in that cursed sty, I ne'er shall relish sucking pig until the day I die. To me fa.